Welcome back to it. All right. Greatly appreciate you being here on a Friday. Man, it's going to be hot, eh? I mean, smoking hot. Global warming hot. Of course, when we were kids, we didn't call it global warming. We referred to it as July. You know, and growing days. You know, the overnight temperature gets down to 75 or 80 degrees. You're stuck to your sheets. Because we didn't have air conditioning. We weren't all, you know, living in luxury back in the 1970s. Or the 80s, for that matter. I don't know when I first had air conditioning in a house that was consistent. But not when I was growing up, I guarantee you that. And I guarantee you this. My father, he wouldn't have bought it anyway. I am not going to pay for that kind of foolishness, Steve. Thanks, Dad. Greatly appreciate it. Anyhow, so, I mean, this is the way it was. These are the dog days of summer. You know, you get some thunderstorms and you get this and that. And by the way, you know how cold June was, right? We had a very cold, wet June. Struggled to make 80 degrees. In fact, well below average throughout much of the Midwest as far as days reaching 80 degrees. Farmers struggling to get crops in the field because of persistent rains. Well, I just saw a headline that June was the hottest June on record. And I'm like, come on. And I laughed in June. I said, they're going to come out next month and tell us it was the hottest June ever. Guess what they did? They came out and said it's the hottest June ever. Doom and gloom. We're all going to die. Well, then how is it that the glaciers in Glacier National Park and Greenland and Iceland are all growing? If it's so damn hot, why is there more ice and snow there? And they've been growing consistently in Greenland apparently for 3 years now or four. Now, yes, they were melting for a period of time, and now they're growing again. I'm sure they'll melt again. I'm sure they'll grow again. There'll be this thing going on. Uh-huh. Anyhow. You want to call me Steven? You can call me on the 888-900-9966 hotline. We've got room for callers today. Anything on your mind today, whether it's the feudal four, the infantile four. I'm gonna come up with the right name for these four members of Congress soon. You know, anybody that can compare Nazi Germany and Israel that speaks volumes of who they are and what they stand for. All right, so I want to shift to this story about John Stewart. He went in and berated Congress because they had not passed this 9/11 survivors bill, the extension for the payments. Now, just so you understand the backstory here, $12 billion has been spent already on those 9/11 first responders. 199, another one died yesterday. 199 have died, we are told, as a result of things that went on that day and the days that followed immediately thereafter. Garbage getting into their lungs, exposure to different chemicals and whatnot. 199 injuries they received. 199 have died as a result of 9/11, okay? $12 billion paid out to those that, when they were alive, and to their families and to their children, so on and so forth. So $12 billion spent, $2 billion still in the fund. Money is being paid out every day. And along comes this bill that would extend the payments, the 9/11 survivors bill, through the year 2090. It doesn't even make sense, does it? Until the year 2090, 89 years after the attack. And the worst part of it is, and I just learned this, I didn't realize it, there was no money attached to it. There's no amount attached to it. It's an open-ended 71-year extension for the 9/11 survivors with no budget. Spend whatever you want. And so Mike Lee of Utah and Rand Paul of Kentucky said, no, wait a second. You can't just put through a bill that just says, hey, spend what you want. We're a country that's $22 trillion in debt. So Rand Paul, standing in the way of the 9/11 survivors bill, getting a lot of grief from it from people like John Stewart, who he says is just a Hollywood hack, by the way. Anyhow, let's hear from Rand Paul directly himself. It's bite number five. Bite number five from Rand Paul.
It has long been my feeling that we need to address our massive debt in this country. We have a $22 trillion debt. We're adding debt at about $1 trillion a year. And therefore, any new spending that we are approaching, any new program that's going to have the longevity of 70, 80 years, should be offset by cutting spending that's less valuable. We need to, at the very least, have this debate. I will be offering up an amendment if this bill should come to the floor, but until then, I will object.
And he should object. There's no end in sight. I mean, how, and then you make it sound like you're bad people if you don't support it openly. If you don't just jump right on this, there's something wrong with you because you don't support the 9/11 first responders. What's wrong with you? Well, I do support the 9/11 first responders. $12 billion has been spent so far. I think that should continue. Let's jump on to the Common Sense Hotline at 888-900-9966. Roger checking in from Boyne City. Roger, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I've got the, instead of telling sheet, the squad was labeled by Pelosi, I label them as the squid.
A squid.
Their tentacles are reaching out there and doing everything they can possibly do to fulfill the 45-point goal of the American Communist Party.
Yeah.
And that's a fact.
Well, there you go. And Roger, I greatly appreciate the squid, the tentacles reaching out. You know,
And squid get very irritated when they get larger.
Yeah, and squirt ink all over everybody and make a mess of everything. I got to run, Roger. Thank you so much for calling in. The Common Sense Hotline today, we'll have some openings here and there around the edges. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Coming up right around the corner here, we'll have to check in with our good friend Brock Palmbush and get some updated sports information. Don't go anywhere.
Stock up now on all the supplements you need with huge summer savings at Wyckoff Wellness. The savings are hot in July at Wyckoff Wellness, where you can take 20% off the entire month of July, both in-store at 1226 Michigan Avenue in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com. Wyckoff Wellness sells the highest quality supplements to help with energy, focus, sleep, pain, diabetes, hypertension, bone and joint health, and detox, too. Wyckoff Wellness. Call 517-333-7270. Don't miss the Wyckoff Wellness Super July Savings.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians want it. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.